Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is the episode for Monday, March 11th, and this is your boy Matt Shook, an AP freelancer here out in Chicago covering the NBA. Been a Pistons fan and follower my whole life and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade. Today we're going to be talking about Friday's win over the Chicago Bulls at home in Little Caesars Arena before heading out west for six games this week. I'm going to be complaining about NBA League Pass a little bit in conjunction with Friday's game. We're also going to be hearing from Rashad Phillips, the former Ferndale High School and University of Detroit star, about his thoughts on the Pistons. He's the head trainer at IMG Academy in Florida, but also does a show on YouTube with draft analysis, and he also has some thoughts on the NCAA tournament coming up, the draft as well, and also the Pistons. And he also has maybe the best palace memory that I've ever heard of at all time. So I'm going to be anxious to share that one with you guys. The Pistons season has gotten bleak, and sometimes I'm just going to have my teenage idols on the show, and you're going to kind of just have to deal with that, basically, as listeners of the Locked On Pistons podcast. But I want to tell you guys again about the guys from Ash Supply Company, and more importantly, their product. I've been drinking their coffee every day for over a week now. I got beans from Burundi, Kenya, and Guatemala in my first shipment. Ash Supply Company, it's a Detroit business that's growing in the heart of the city, and it's the coffee that's driving Detroit's renaissance and also my apartment here in Chicago. It's not just coffee with these guys, it's a lifestyle. My guys, Mike and AJ, they built this company from the ground up. They're Wayne State grads. They're the Isaiah and Joe D of coffee, as I've said. I've known these guys for a long time, and I've been giving their coffee as gifts to serious and satisfied coffee fans. They've got two locations in Detroit that you should visit, and their coffee is available at retailers all over the Metro Detroit area, and for me, the Goddess and the Baker in downtown Chicago that I check out whenever I don't have my subscriptions going. But Locked On Pistons is giving you a great offer for coffee to come to you monthly. So all you got to do is visit Ash Supply Company, that's A-S-H-E, supplyco.com, and use promo code LOCKED, L-O-C-K-E-D, at checkout for 20% off one of Ash Supply Company's subscription plans. Make your choice between subscriptions. They got the Roaster's Choice Single Origin, featuring offerings from Latin America, East Africa, or the Pacific Islands. They got the Three Roast Sampler, which is 3 6-ounce samplers from different regions around the world. That's what I got. Or the Drink Coffee Live Wild subscription, which features a Roaster's Choice 12-ounce bag along with a carefully curated coffee-inspired accessory, either a shirt, a coffee-infused candle, or coffee-infused soap. These guys are supporting the podcast here at Locked On Pistons, and you should be supporting them. Again, go to ashsupplycompany.com, again, A-S-H-E, supplyco.com. Use promo code LOCKED at checkout for 20% off one of Ash Supply Company's subscription plans. That's Ash Supply Company. Drink coffee, live wild. Pistons got the win on Friday night at home against the Chicago Bulls, 99-83, 25-8-8 for Blake Griffin, 21 points for Reggie Bullock. Luke Kennard, 10 points in 31 minutes off the bench. Although James Ennis got back in the starting lineup, took his one game respite in the starting lineup away from him. Stanley Johnson was out, as was Dwight Bikes, so you figured maybe Langston Galloway would get more of the backup point guard minutes, but those went to Jameer Nelson, who continues to struggle, pretty much washed up at this point. I will, all cards on the table, I watched the game on the periphery while I was out on Friday night. I figured I'd take some time this weekend and watch the replay on League Pass, but I couldn't, and I still can't here on Sunday night, since the game was on local TV here in Chicago with the Bulls on, obviously. Not only could I not watch the live feed because it's blacked out in Chicago on League Pass, but I can't even watch the replay for 3 days. 3 days! It doesn't even make any sense. Blackouts always feel like a relic from the past, but especially considered you're paying like $300 for League Pass for the year. But I guess I get it for the live feed, and maybe even I get for like a few hours after the game the exclusivity, because, you know, you got many channels like ESPN and TNT running the late night replays of games from the previous night. But I get that. But the 3 days just seems kind of crazy. I can't watch Friday night's Pistons Bulls game until Monday night, and I'm obviously not going to be doing that at that point. So Cam Payne had 17 points off the bench for Chicago. He's been, since the Bulls traded for him from Oklahoma City, trade deadline. He's been just horrible for them when he's been healthy, playing a little bit in the G League as well. He's trying to resurrect his career, and if he can have more games like he did against the Pistons reserves on Friday night, then he will be doing all right. So Pistons with the win, but still, obviously a team that's looking for losses these days and tanking and playing all the young players. But more bad news is that the Pistons made up exactly zero games on Milwaukee and Miami, as both of those teams picked up wins over the weekend. Miami on Friday against the Knicks, and also, Milwaukee on Friday against the Knicks, and Miami on Saturday against the Washington Wizards. Also on Friday, the news that a lot of people were talking about was Tom Gores, the owner of the Pistons, had some comments at Friday's game. He was there about Stan Van Gundy not winning enough, and talking about how he will evaluate things at the end of the season. Just really not really saying much. There's not a lot to analyze, as he was kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth, saying, they've got a nice core after the Blake Griffin trade, but that, making the playoffs this year is a bonus. Obviously not the kind of talk that they had at the trade time, when it sounded like it was kind of a little bit all in for this year. Although, I think most would agree, whatever side you are of the trade, that it was a lot, made for next year, going in with hopefully more of a healthy roster. Obviously, an awkward fit with Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond and this entire roster going forward, and less roster flexibility. And as we've talked about with we'll talk about with Rashad Phillips in the interview today, the hot new news and something that he talked about as far as a thing to rework the Pistons is maybe looking at trading Andre Drummond this offseason, which, he's been their best player for the Pistons this year by far. But when you look at the team and having Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond in the modern NBA and those guys kind of bottling up each other's effectiveness and efficiency, I think that might be something to think about. And maybe with the way that Drummond played this year, and, obviously there's some things that he can improve on as a player, but he's always going to be what he is. He's never going to be a guy who can knock down a shot. So I think there might be something to think about. But the problem with the trade is you can't just hope for it to happen. You got to find a willing trading partner, willing to give up some assets that you can take advantage of going forward. So that'll be something we'll be talking about as time goes on here on Locked On Pistons. But some news from Sunday: Reggie Bullock, the Pistons' surprise effective starting shooting guard this year, he was involved in a car accident on Sunday morning in Metro Detroit on his way to practice. The team is leaving or left on Sunday to head to Utah for the first of their six-game road trip. Bullock went to the hospital after the car accident, had some back spasms and general soreness. We will see on his availability for the trip, especially beginning on Tuesday in Utah. The team will then go to Denver on Thursday and then Portland on Saturday. And then next week they will close the trip with games at Sacramento, Phoenix, and Houston. But as I talked about before, we got an interview with University of Detroit former superstar Rashad Phillips, who's now down in Florida doing all sorts of different basketball work, including training on the side of his main job at the IMG Academy as well. And we're going to be talking about the Pistons, the NCAA tournament, the draft, and some of the memories that he has from the University of Detroit as well. But if your company wants to reach men between 18 and 44, then sponsor Locked On Pistons. We are listened to by 98% men, and 80% of those are between the ages of 18 to 44, that coveted spot that you should be wanting to get in touch with. So our rates are reasonable, and if you want to find out more, email me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com.
Yes, sir!
And now we're being joined by one of my favorite basketball players of all time, Rashad Phillips, who is the all-time leading scorer at the University of Detroit. Before that, a standout at Ferndale High School and a Detroiter who grew up in the city. Now a jack-of-all-trades basketball lifer. He does training for one of the top high school programs and prep school programs in the country, and some media work on television. Rashad Phillips, thanks for joining us here on Locked On Pistons.
Thanks for having me on Lockdown Pistons. This is fantastic.
Now, obviously, we're talking about the Pistons. This is your hometown team that you grew up watching and following. Obviously, some hard times for the team right now. Where would you assess where this team is at heading into next season, particularly in the backcourt? You specialize talking about guards and knowing about guards. You got Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith at the point guard position. What do you think about where the Pistons are at right now?
Well, I think they're in a little bit of a pickle, honestly. I really like Ish Smith and Reggie Jackson from the guard standpoint, but I think what really hurt us is that we don't have that elite small forward that can kind of get us over the hump, with the addition of Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. Those are some very fancy names, but we still are lacking that small forward position. So I think going into next season is going to be a little tough. I think there's going to be some off-season transactions that will happen to maybe Andre Drummond or what have you, would just kind of get some guys in that small forward position, or maybe get a steal or something in the second round with a guy that can pan out.
Yeah, that seems to be kind of the hot rumor flying around. Not rumor in that it's very specific, but a lot of people are floating the idea that Andre Drummond might be the piece to move because he might have the highest value. I saw Zach Lowe wrote something about that on Friday. But a guy that's kind of a little bit further down the food chain right now for the Pistons is a guy that you're very familiar with on a two-way contract with the Grand Rapids Drive, and really a guy that reminds a lot of people around the city of you as a little guy who, you know, was a real good high school player and then went on to a Metro Detroit college Division I college program and lit it up there. That's Kay Felder, obviously. Tell me about Kay and what Pistons fans might be able to expect from him down the road.
Yeah, I just think that – I think Kay is a fantastic addition to the Pistons. Here you bring a player that's familiar with the surroundings. He's highly explosive. People forget that Kay was a great passer at the college level. He was averaging over 8 assists. He's one of the top assist guys in the country. And I just believe, given him the freedom, I believe he can be a great backup guard for the Pistons and what he brings to the table.
And Rashad is doing a lot of work. He's down at IMG Academy as the head trainer for that storied program down there. He's also on Twitter at RP3Natural, giving his thoughts on basketball all throughout the season. And he's got a YouTube channel, Sports Talk 2319, which I believe 2319 is aptly named because that's your college point total. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the amount of points that I scored at University of Detroit. And it's also, to me, it's a numerical representation of persevering and overcoming obstacles.
And speaking of those obstacles, the Pistons right now, they traded away that first pick of next year's draft, but it's still top four protected. Now, there's a chance that they could maybe slide into the top three if they hit the lottery on draft lottery night. But in one of your recent episodes, you talked about the top of the draft. Now, if the Pistons were able to get into that top three, obviously they'd be one of the teams picking. But even if they're not, who are some of those top, you know, 7 or 8 guys that stand out to you as far as some of those elite blue chip prospects right now?
Well, if the Pistons got lucky and got that protected pick, I mean, obviously the draft pick I would go with would be Michael Porter Jr., because I initially told you earlier in the show that they are struggling at that small forward position. So you have a guy like that you can insert immediately into that lineup, and now you give yourselves a little bit of a formidable team to go into the Eastern Conference with. You may be able to even hold on to Andre Drummond if that happens. But if they don't get that pick, then it's going to be a little bit more hard for them to get over that hurdle. But obviously I like Kevin Knox. He's a sleeper in that first round out of Kentucky. He's a guy that can stretch the defense and make some plays. I like Mo Bamba from a defensive standpoint. There are some talented guys in this first 10 to 15 picks in this draft. So if the Pistons can luck out and get that protected pick, they may be able to strike gold depending on which player they pick.
In addition to possibly the lottery, too, if they do make some sort of Andre Drummond trade, maybe they would trade back into the first round and end up getting a pick as part of the package, too. So still reason for Pistons fans to follow the draft experts like Rashad and the NCAA tournament coming up as well. Now, speaking of March Madness starting this later this week with the NCAA tournament, who are the teams that you like as far as maybe some sleepers that fans should push as far as their bracket and maybe even some possible NCAA champions, too?
I really like South Dakota State. They have a kid by the name of Mike Dom, who's one of the top stretch fours. In my opinion, I think he's the top stretch four in all of the country. He's a 2,000-point scorer. He's up for the Karl Malone Finalist Award. He has a fantastic supporting cast. He has two quick guards, Jenkins and King. They have a fantastic coaching staff. So if your team is against South Dakota State, You may be a little nervous when that game is taking place. Also, New Mexico State is a team that's very scary. They have an amazing scorer by the name of Zach Lofton and a kid by the name of Jamario Jones, who I believe is the best all-around player in the country. He's second in the nation in rebounding at only 6'5". So New Mexico State is very strong. Jamario had 22 rebounds last night. So they're a scary team. But outside of those sleeper teams, you have your traditional, I believe Michigan is going to make a run. They protect the ball really well. They defend, and they've won 9 in a row. So they're kind of on a hot streak right now.
Now that we got all that stuff out of the way, I want to talk about the stuff that I want to talk about, and that's the UAD Titans. When I was growing up, I was the junior Titan club. I went to every Saturday home game with my buddy Joe Denowith. We were there watching every game with you and Jermaine Jackson in the backcourt. We had, before your time, I believe it was Derek Hayes, and I go back even to Tony Tolbert when I was in elementary school, too. I was the biggest Titan fan around. But your former teammate, Bakari Alexander, is now the coach of the Titans. And, two seasons in, had 8 wins apiece in his first 2 years. Rocky start for him, former Michigan assistant. Yeah. How do you feel about where they're at right now and where they need to go to get back into the tournament and defending Callahan Hall like they used to?
Well, first and foremost, when you have success at the mid-major level, usually when you come in as a coach, you try to somehow duplicate the success that the team previously had. So I think what Bakari is trying to do is bring back the mentality of defending the ball. And I don't think this season they did a good job of playing defense. And everything, if you want to win at that level, you're going to have to hold teams, under 60, 70 points. So it's going to start with that first. Secondly, the guard play has to get better. All of the Titan teams that had success in the last 50 years, we've always had a great point guard or great guard play. And this season, the guard play wasn't as strong, and it started on the defensive end.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. And like you said, it was that defense in Callahan Hall and the fact that they would never lose home games. You guys would always take care of business in the city of Detroit, and it was always fun to watch. Now, going back to that, even before that, a lot of us have memories of the Palace, going to all these games, but you have maybe one of the better memories in Palace history. Tell me about that spring day in 1996 when Kobe Bryant, high schooler, and Rip Hamilton came to Auburn Hills, but the MVP of the game was a little guy from Metro Detroit.
Yeah, that was a surreal feeling for me at that particular time, because there was no social media, there was no YouTube or anything like that. So for me, I always prepared myself to be one of the best players in the country, and I kind of knew that in my mind, but I wasn't getting the press clippings like the rest of the guys. So I was always reading these slam magazines about Kobe Bryant and the Tim Thomas and the Rip Hamiltons, and I just was saying, man, one day I hope I can play against those guys. So, because I know I'm just as good. So that spring day, I came in as an alternate. I practiced with the team a few days, and over the course, they saw that I belonged. And when the lights came on and a popcorn smell hit, I was able to be triumphant. And it was such a wonderful moment in my time to be able to prove to not myself, but to everybody else who didn't think that I was good as those guys at that particular time.
Yeah, the Magic's Round Ball Classic in 1996. You came in as an alternate, like you said, with Mateen Cleaves out with an injury, and Dick Vitale. The game's actually available on YouTube. I'll put it up from the Locked On Pistons Twitter account today when this episode's run. But like you said, you came in, you had Cleaves' jersey. They put tape over Cleaves and then wrote Phillips on the bottom. So you had an oversized jersey.
Big shoes.
What are the things you remember about that day?
Well, I'm laughing just as you're saying all this. I'm like remembering that day, and it was a funny day because I didn't even know I was going to play in the game until like 8 minutes into the layup line. Like, I was still in the locker room, and they were still deciding if they were going to play me. So the coach finally comes in, which was the coach was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So he walks in the locker room and he was a pretty decent basketball player. So he walks into the locker room and he says, Rashad, you're playing. And I'm like, well, I don't have any shoes. And he was like, well, you can wear those shoes right there. Some brand new shoes. And they were too big. So I ended up putting the shoes on. They were like 11 and a half, 12. I wore a 10 and a half at the time. And the shoes were too big. And he told me I was starting. So when I ran out on the court, it's like 15,000 people, 10,000 people. And they're like, you're starting and you're going out and you're playing. So that was just a scene that you couldn't have scripted out of a movie. And that actually happened.
Do you think that game, and it's just a high school all-star game, but do you think that kind of drove you a little bit even more as your college career started? And that was something that kind of turned you from, you know, a not as regarded high school prospect to the college player that you would become?
Yeah, I think it was, I mean, for me, I think it was validation for myself and it was validation for other people at that time, because I mean, basically it was 19 McDonald's All-Americans on the court and there was one misfit and I was the misfit, you know? So on paper, I didn't belong, but from a basketball standpoint, I was at the front of the line. So that drove me to go into UAD and continue to echo what I had been doing my whole career. And I think I was able to get close to some of my goals when I finished college.
Yeah. And when you finished college, you were able to have a little bit of summer league action with a couple teams and then you went overseas and played. What were some of your memories? And I know you scored a bunch like you always did in some of those European leagues. What were some of your memories from your post-college career that stand out?
Just the camaraderie with my teammates and just learning the game. You know, one thing that for me that I didn't have going into college was just learning the X's and O's of college basketball. And I have to give credit to, you know, Coach Watson, Coach Greer, Coach Mickey Barrett, Coach Jackson. Those guys were great X and O guys, and I learned so much from that standpoint because I came into college with tons of skill, tons of talent, but I was able to learn and soak up that knowledge from that standpoint and add that to my game, and that helped me evolve into a player, and it also has helped me today and able to watch college basketball and break it down from a cerebral standpoint.
You mentioned Coach Perry Watson. The Pistons honored him a couple weeks ago as part of the Black History Month celebrations, the former Detroit Southwestern coach who coached maybe one of the best high school teams of all time with Jalen Rose, Howard Eisley, and Rashawn Leonard, and then became the UAD coach and had a great run with him. What stood out about Coach Watson? What made him special?
Well, he was a perfectionist, and he held everyone accountable. And for me, that was great. It was what I needed. It was what all of us needed as a team. He held everybody to a high standard. And if you didn't live up to that standard, he would let you know about it. And I think that's why we were such a great team, because we all were held accountable from a person that had done so much for the game. He was a great high school coach, obviously. He brought in the Fab Five at Michigan. And he came back to his roots in Detroit, and he kind of gave us that blueprint on how to win games, how to go against the grain sometimes. And we kind of developed our own model of winning games at that level.
And Rashad Phillips, thanks for joining us here on Locked On Pistons. Maybe we'll have you on a little bit closer to the draft and talk about some of the prospects that are out there too. RP3 Natural on Twitter. The YouTube channel is Sports Talk 2319. You got skillsunlimited.com as well. Any other places that we can find you? You're one of the busiest guys in basketball.
I think you might have got it all. If you missed any, that's okay. One of those links you said, they can click on it and they'll find me.
Well, thanks, Rashad, for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
And that was Rashad Phillips, the former University of Detroit star. Thanks to him for joining us. Make sure to give him a follow on social media as well. And also be sure to check out Ash Supply Company in downtown Detroit at one of their two locations, or visit their website, ashsupplycompany.com, A-S-H-E, supplyco.com, to order your monthly subscription of Detroit's best coffee. They're supporting this podcast, so it's our turn to support them. Use promo code LOCKED at checkout when ordering a subscription online, and you will get 20% off your purchase. Ash Supply Company, drink coffee, live well. I didn't bring this up to Rashad as he was our guest, and it might be a little bit rude, but another memory I had was watching my future high school, Royal Oak Kimball, play the varsity basketball team when I was in elementary school and junior high. And I would point out to some of those guys, and particularly Jeff Cousins, who's a friend of mine, who I reached out to verify this fact before passing along. But the Royal Oak Kimball guys, those guys, Jeff Weeks and Scott Cousins, Jeff's brother, and also Ryan Thomas and those guys, Jeremy Davis, they beat Rashad Phillips and Ferndale High School in the same year that they also beat Mike Chappelle and Greg Grays of Southfield Lathrop. Chappelle went on to go play at Duke and then transferred to Michigan State. Grays went on to play at Penn State and then ended up at the University of Detroit as well. And that was the same calendar year, the season after, that those guys beat Jermaine Jackson when he was at Detroit Finney as well. So a nice run for the Royal Oak Kimball guys. My other favorite team growing up was those high school guys that I ended up playing on that high school team a few years later. So kind of the circle of life. It's some more Matt Shook junior high history that I'm sure you guys don't care about at all, but wanted to pass that along too. So shout out to those Royal Oak Kimball Knights, who had a nice run during my elementary and junior high years. A lot of good basketball back in Oakland County those days. I feel like Clarkston will apparently have, you know, every once in a while we'll have they're sending the kid to Michigan State this year, and really good teams up in northern Oakland County. But other than that, not as strong in South Oakland County as it was when I was growing up. So if you disagree with that, send me some thoughts on social media or through email. We will be breaking down the Utah Jazz, who the Pistons have coming up on Tuesday night during Tuesday's show, and we'll also be chasing some nice guests for the rest of the week as well. Give us a follow on the Locked On NBA Network Twitter feed at Locked On NBA Net. And also, you should be listening to all of the other shows here on the network, including Locked On Lions with Matt Derry, the daily look at the Detroit Leos. Give that a follow on all their social media channels, and give us a subscription on iTunes as well. And also give us a like on Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook on Facebook. But thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks again to Rashad Phillips for joining us. And we'll talk to you all again soon.